Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Super fantastic family. Today is Friday, August 21, 2020. Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
It is a Friday morning. I said a Friday, not the Friday, which I wish it was, but we're here. All right, Ray, let's do it. So you sent out any updates?
Yeah, so Thursday update went out. So here's Thursday's information, guys. Washington supposedly reporting that this morning meeting have concluded that the Kurds and Baghdad have completed their agreement on the money and the disputed territory. Prime Minister al-Kadhimi announces that Iraq is open for U.S. business and a rapid exit of military forces over a period of 3 years. Al-Habusi, Speaker of the Council of Representatives, stated that Parliament will convene September 3 with several laws being addressed and the surfacing of the 2020 budget coming soon. U.S. banks are revving up their resources, some planning to contact customers privately. That was the Thursday information.
Okay. Sounds like Thursday was the day for all the information to come out. What y'all think? Look. All right. That's where we are. Guys, it was a great week. Iraq had a great meeting with D.C. Over $8 billion in agreements were made, new agreements, agreements made in every sector, the economy, security, political. Kurdistan and Baghdad finally came to an agreement, and I will tell you, they made the announcement here in Washington, but Iraq was really excited when the information came out to them in headlines that Kurdistan and Baghdad had come to a final agreement, because that's how it came to them, even though we're seeing that. And they were so excited. They sent me text saying that the RV can happen now. It can happen now. That's what we've been waiting for, you know, because that was their opinion. It wasn't going to happen until they came to some agreement. And these are the citizens of Iraq who are excited about that. Some businessmen in Iraq were excited about that. They feel everything was coming together at that point. Like Ray said, the banks here got excited over all the announcements. They did say they were calling people in even yesterday, but they didn't expect us to be in until sometime next week, is what they told us so far. So Texas is not in. They're not at the exchange center, call center, anywhere else. They're at the bank. So you guys already know I'm not looking for anything to happen as long as Texas is not where they're supposed to be. Other than that, things will be on go. But, like I said, they could give them an hour's notice and they could be there. So we'll see what happens after the markets close today, if there's any brilliant announcements. I don't think Iraq is going to announce anything while all their leaders are here in the U.S. as far as currency reform. So I wouldn't personally look for it until Saturday morning at the earliest. So with all this good news, what's the bad news? There really isn't any bad news for us. There's bad news for Maliki and Amiri and Iran, and they're still trying to cause a problem. Excuse me. They've already started complaining over there about al-Kazimi has messed up the China deal, ignored the China deal. It's going to cause them problems with China and all the money China was bringing and all the agreements that they had put together with China. So they're trying to make it look like a negative. They're all demanding to meet with al-Kazimi on Monday, even though Parliament's not back until September the 3rd. That's the only negative part we've seen about this. But historic agreements, everybody else is kind of excited. So here we go. Let's get to it. There are no rates on the screens. You don't have any updated rate information. And I don't have an appointment yet. Other than that, let's do it, Ray.
Okay. Master says, I heard that yesterday Iraq asked President Trump to remove our military so they could bring in investors, but Pompeo advised President not to take out troops, so no deal was made. Is that true, and what does that do to the RV?
Well, I don't know what you heard, but I can tell you what I heard. I heard that a deal was absolutely made between the U.S. and Iraq to remove the troops over the next 3 years down to an acceptable level. Now, I didn't get a number what an acceptable level is. We're never going to remove all the troops, but down to an acceptable level. That lets Alchemy go back and say what he said this morning. We have made an agreement to remove the troops without the details, so people can be happy about that. It's over a 3-year period of time, guys. So we don't really care. It's like a lot of things they do. An acceptable level, which wasn't defined. So who knows? But here's the biggest thing. Everybody's happy today, and that's where they were trying to get to, because supposedly June of next year, when the election comes around, Al-Kazimi won't be around. And we don't know what's going to happen over here after November. Trump might not be around. So who cares what kind of agreement either one of them made? Nothing is to say it's going to stand in 3 years, because we don't know who's going to be in charge. When they do things like that, that was just to satisfy people today. In all honesty, doesn't mean a thing, except for Maliki, Amiri, everybody else can't start saying he didn't do anything, he didn't accomplish anything. Those who do want the soldiers to leave can't say he didn't work on it, because he did, and I made an agreement, and we're going to see what happens 3 years from now. So no big deal. But here's the other side of the coin. Part of that 3-year deal was that they get rid of the militia now. Now. And that the U.S. will help them of that goal. So the U.S. will remove their soldiers within the next 3 years, but we're going to get rid of the militia now. We're going to help you do that, is what Pompeo said. And then we're going to put more Iranian police on the street. But that's now.
Iraqi police.
The other part's in 3 years. Do what?
You mean Iraqi police?
Yeah, Iraqi police. What did I say?
You said Iranian.
Oh, yeah. Iraqi police on the streets and put Iraq in charge of their own country. So it was a big deal. It was what we wanted to. Looks good, you know. A lot of times you go in the bakery, it all looks good. You take a bite of it and say, oh, my God, who made this mess? But anyway, it looks good. And that's how we have to look at it right now. Everybody's happy, and the negative can't be negative at this moment. Unless, of course, they listen to everything I just said. But anyway, other than that, they're good. All right, what's next?
Next is Favored says, is Iraq still having auctions?
As far as I know, they are. They stopped them at one point, but they are back to having them. All right, let me do this real quick before you go to the next one, though.
Okay.
Somebody has sent me a text about the update you sent out, and they were concerned about people getting called in from the bank. And they said, I've gotten millions from the bank, and nobody from the bank has ever called me, and I'm concerned that we're never going to get to go, and only the rich get richer or their friends get paid. Guys, I want to tell everybody, it's always been that way, always going to be that way. You are going to be part of it in the very near future, and what I'm speaking of is the privilege to have privileges. Whether it's the good old boy network, whether it's your position in your office, your business, whether it's just, you know, the people you're associated with or how much money you have, somebody's always going to be at the front of the line. Just after this, you have more opportunity of being that somebody. So while these people are getting paid, and the ones that I know are strictly through relationships, I mean, positions they've held in the government, in the banking industry, family positions, and some of just a good old boy network. I know him and this and that, and I can get three people in, and that kind of thing is what's going on. We've known that. Doesn't mean we're not going, because we're absolutely going, because it doesn't work without us. Currency floating around. They don't have new bills out there. They're not going to print new bills without giving us any time to exchange. Nobody has time to do all that. They're advancing the country now. And we are going to go. We have absolutely, positively, and I heard it from like the highest place you can hear, earned our seat at the table. And we're going to eat the meal when the whole meal is served. We are going to be a part of it. So don't let that be one of your concerns. All right, what's next, Trick?
Blue Angeles. Trump said during the photo op with the Iraq prime minister that Iraq is using the American dollar. It was said as a plus for our dollar. Should I take this as a cover for the RV, or is it a bad sign?
I don't know if it was a cover for the RV or a bad sign. It was just reality. They were supposed to stop using the dollar and go to one currency months ago, but they're still using it. And they're still going to use it on international trade, just like every other country. Because ours is the reserve currency so far. It is the trade dollar. So that's not going to change, even when they go to one currency in country. So I don't see it as either one. It's just another country that's using the U.S. dollar. That's
all right. Harry Dog. Harry Dog says today is Jesus' birthday. So I guess that means play the birthday song for Jesus.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday. Let's see. Mickey Fee says, what does it mean when you say the banks are continuing to do private sessions? Will we ever get to the bank if we don't know someone at the bank? Well, you kind of addressed that one. So Dr. Pete says, regardless of what other banks are doing, isn't it a moot point until Texas mans their calls and exchange centers? I mean, nothing is going to happen until everyone is at the dance, right?
Absolutely. And that's why I keep saying that. All the other banks get excited. They bring their people in. They're sitting there. They're waiting, which is great. And we need that part to happen. But the days when Texas does go in, I say, okay, now we're on board and we're ready. The days when they don't, I can say just what I said to start this call. It didn't go in this morning, but that don't mean they can't go in this evening. They can't tell them that. I mean, they could tell them at 3 o'clock, hey, guys, you're not going home. Go to the centers. Because that has happened before. So they don't have to go that morning. So I don't necessarily be negative. I know right now, this moment, they're not making an announcement because Texas is not in position to go. Because they're at the branches. Anything could happen this evening. And again, that's why I said after 4 o'clock, something could happen. Something could happen Saturday morning. Something could happen Monday, like some of the banks think. But right now, this moment, people that's telling you it could happen, I don't see it. People are still telling me, people in DC, happen any minute. Everything's done. Yeah, I know it's all done. It's sitting there, and it could be any minute. Well, it could be any minute to me after Texas goes in. Then it could be any minute. But Texas could go in at any minute. All right, what's next?
KC says, the Iraqi prime minister meets with Pelosi today. Why?
He didn't request to meet with Pelosi. She requested to meet with him. So that's the first thing you guys got to know. He was supposed to be home today, but he extended his stay at her request. Now, why is she requesting to meet him? I mean, originally, I guess we'll find out after the meeting, whatever announcement things they make. But you got to know, this close to an election, other meetings that Trump has had where he has told people or not told people conversations that have taken place, plans that have been made, she's going to want to make sure in face-to-face. Oh, and I told you guys on Tuesday, what a lot of presidents hear when they're taking the oath or the day after the oath or when they first meet with Congress and Senate, they'll look right at them, say congratulations, and know this, that when you leave, I'll still be here. Because that's typically what happens, still there. After he's gone. So as the Speaker of the House, she wants to know what agreements were really made, what's going to happen. Because like I said, after November, depending on the election, this administration can't make any more decisions. They can't even live up to them. Just like next June, depending what happens, well, Al-Kazimi is not even supposed to be eligible to run. So all these decisions that he's making don't mean anything after June if the next prime minister comes in and does, like Trump said, I want to renegotiate all that. So all she's doing is putting up, you know, face to face and know that I'm still going to be here. You're still going to have to deal with me, even if he's gone, even if the next guy does come in. You're still going to have to deal with the U.S. Congress, and that's me. And she's just establishing that. That's all. All right, what's next?
Vince Webb says, please tell us at this point the oil price has a bearing on the RV. Thank you.
Well, it always had a bearing on the RV. And I don't know, when it first started going down, before I told you guys, I thought it would have to get up right where it is, mid-40s, before we would actually see the RV. It's at 45 today. It was at 46 and went down and back up, and they made some changes earlier in the week. OPEC reducing their output again, forcing Iraq and, what was the other country? I forgot. Iraq and one more country who weren't living up to their agreement again. They say they're going to live up to it, which took the price back up over 45 today. So, yes, it always has something to do with it because they weren't going to do it at $30 because they couldn't afford to. At 45, they can. And remember, they expected to be back over 50 by December. which it looks like if things keep going the way they'll be absolutely correct. So, yeah, the price always has something to do with it. And that's just going to be initially because once it changes, it changes. But to start with, they want to be at the right price to accomplish everything they've done. All right, what's next?
Serve My King says, if we need to travel to another state and then have to quarantine when we return home, will we be able to exchange under those circumstances?
Serves My King. Is this one of your servants, or is he talking about the real king? Oh, okay. Well, you need to ask him that question. Because anyway, I have an opportunity to go to, I'm going to put it out there because they might not, to go to New York and do an exchange. Got to tell Mary, man, come here. And I'm going to give you more than anybody else. I promise you I will. But New York says I got to, you know, quarantine for 14 days if I go there. I said, man, I'm not going there, sitting in a hotel room for 14 days. And then the rates being changed, everything else, or I don't get my money. So why would I want to do that? I want to go to New York because I want to get most money that I can. I just don't know that I'm going to pay any attention to their quarantine. I know you're not supposed to say that, but anyway. Yeah, so you're going to have to make that decision on your own if you decide to do that. The states and their quarantines have nothing to do with the RV. They don't care anything about the RV. They don't know anything about the RV. And I do know New York, Philadelphia, Connecticut, somewhere else, are tracking you when you come in their state, both across the border driving and when you fly into their state. They're making you fill out the form, give them your phone numbers, and they're tracking your phone at least for those 15 days. I know people have been called, and told to return to their hotel because they left. So they are actually tracking them. So know that whatever you decide to do. Okay, what's next?
Let me refresh. Oh, they replied, yes, Tony, I serve the one and only King, Jesus. Oh, no, that's Jesus this time. I live in New York State, but we have a family situation in another state. It used to always be tricky growing up when you would see that name until I started learning other nationalities. That's, you know, it's Jesus. But growing up, we only knew Jesus as just Jesus. That was it. So it was interesting. Thought I'd share that little laugh. All right, let's go to live individuals, see what they have on their mind. First one is, all right, 714 area code.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. I'm very surprised I'm the first one today. I thought I waited enough seconds to at least be down and list a few. All right. Yeah, I did make it on Wednesday. Good morning. I was about a minute late because I was on a call overseas, and the gentleman I was talking to was very enthusiastic about the Zim. So he said the Zim is basically going to, and from what he's heard, be pretty much carry everything forward. So that was nice to hear, to say the least. And then I think on Monday, lady brought up about some new state tax on the rich. There is a bill, AB 1253, in California that came forward in July that has a chance of passing. And it's anything over $5 million in income is going to raise it up another 3.5%. So that would put our top rate at 16.8% when that happens. Man.
Well, I'm voting no. So go ahead.
You and me both. So I don't know if it's going to come up for to be able to be voted on publicly. It might just be passed by the state legislature. But I know it's AB 1253. So,
okay.
And I got a thing in the mail about where California is going. And it gives the top destinations of what other states Californians are moving to. You want to guess what number one is?
Excuse me, sir. We want to really try to stay to the subject matter of questions and answers.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. So if you
but
have a question,
you are,
let's do that so we can answer.
But go ahead.
Well, it was Texas. That's why I brought it up. This is number one place was Texas. So that's the reason I brought it up, right?
Okay.
There's another state that would have done that. Since everybody keeps going on and on about Texas on the calls. So that was the reason for that. And then on the everything is status quo with CXI, and still these two local places are closed, and we had 109 degrees in Sierra Belinda a couple of days ago, so we've been hot, to say the least.
All right.
And since you already gave the information on the rates, I guess that's about it.
All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
So may you and everyone else in the call have a fabulous weekend on hopefully this final Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
So let me tell you guys this, because he just reminded me. Hold on. On Wednesday, I was telling you that somebody sent me about a currency exchanger who had just got a load of dinar and dong. At the mall in Florida or something. But got a call this morning, and we got the information from a currency dealer, Florida, who else, that said that yesterday they had sold their last dong and that they would not be able to get any more, period. It was over and done with. So I don't know about that one on Wednesday, but I guess currency deals are being notified. They're not getting any more shipments. So we'll see what happens. All right. I just want to put that out there. All right. Who's next, Ray?
281 area code.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How are you guys
Greetings.
Doing today?
All right. Fantastic.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I agree.
I'm good. I can't complain. Well, if we do go in next week, you know there's a hurricane coming toward Texas. And it could hit us sometime Monday evening late or Tuesday. So unless it turns a little bit, we may get hit head on. We're not sure yet because it's still not in the Gulf yet, but it's coming our direction, our way. So with that said, do you think that any of that will affect anything, even though we know Texas is not, you know, at their call centers or exchange locations at this moment?
Well, you know, I don't really look at the weather like that, because what happens if the hurricane or tornado or the floods, everything, all miss Texas. What about the rest of the country?
Well,
it's going to be hitting somebody somewhere, right? It's going to be affecting somebody. So then those states can't go. So when I say we're not going without Texas, we're not going without New York. We're not going without D.C. We're not going without Florida. Okay? It's just not going to happen. Texas just happens to be the caboose, the butt, the lagging, the ass, whatever you want to call
Watch
it.
Yourself.
But
Watch go yourself.
But we're not going to go without anybody else either. So when we look at that, you got to say, is this tornado going to affect it, period? But not just because it's going to hit Texas.
Right. Well, I was just wondering, because we know that that's probably going to shut us down, you know, for a couple of days at least you know, with this hurricane coming, because we know it's coming straight at us. And it's not going to, unless it shifts a little bit, they said, then we may not get hit as hard, but it definitely is coming. So, all right. So
and
my next question.
It definitely may still go. So don't say that. They still may send them to the senders. People in Texas, if they get hit by that hurricane, they're going to need money more than anybody else or worse than
right.
anybody else. So I really don't look at it like that. So.
Okay. All right. Well, so at this late stage in the game, they still haven't mentioned any information to you guys about the 1-800 number
nope.
process yet? Okay.
Nope.
All right.
Haven't told to be on standby, be expecting it, nothing. I mean, we've only had it that one time where they actually told us that. And it didn't happen, Now we wait.
Right. Okay, well, those are all my questions because I've asked you all the other questions, and nothing has definitely changed, like you said, in the last three calls. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I'm hoping we hear something over the weekend. That would be even better. And
well,
if they do,
you know,
go ahead.
We didn't want it to be exactly what we had talked about the last two calls, last three or four calls, that they had to come here and, you know, kiss the ring or get permission and do all this. But now that it is done, because that's what happened, you know, signed new agreements, memorandums of understanding, brought in investment, promises of more money, which is more indebtedness, which gave U.S. greater opportunity and powers in Iraq, because that's really what just took place, then we could be even more assured that it's going to happen and even sooner. And those are the things that the Treasury was doing in preparing for it. We're preparing for them to come here and sign this, make these agreements, and we're ready to go. So we wanted it before, but here it is. Go ahead.
So Kazemi has to be back in Iraq for this to happen, in your opinion? I know he has two more stops visiting with some other countries, I think, after this, right? Is he not going
back
to Iraq?
No, he's going back to Iraq. He's visiting with Jordan in the middle of next week. And I forgot whoever else he was supposed to go see. But that's the middle of next week. He'll be back in Iraq tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope that he makes it. Now, when we say they'll release it when they get back, that means that the CBI will probably populate the rate, and we'll see it that way. It's not going to be any kind of other type of communication other than it popping out on Forex and CBI and all of that. Is that
Now, we're not saying they're going to release it when they get back because we don't know that. We're saying now they're going back and everything's done. Sometime from now it's going to happen, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or 3 weeks from now. Is going to happen now that everything is done. And I don't think it's going to be 3 weeks from now. I can say the banks believe it's going to be early part of next week is what they're being told. Other people are still saying it could happen any minute. It's going to happen. The CBI is going to change the rate. They are going to make an announcement in country to their people. But we're not going to stop the whole world because Iraq evaluated their currency. That's not going to happen.
Right.
We're not going to stop everything in the U.S. They're not going to shut down all the TVs and say, look at this, you know, breaking news, anything else. Countries revalue their currencies all the time. Maybe not to the extent that Iraq is, but it's not going to be earth-shattering news because nobody else even knows what's taking place. I mean, just think about this. So during President Obama's speech the other day, He said there's 330 million people in the U.S. You know,
right.
I always thought it was 350 million. So I said, shit, we done lost 20 million people somewhere. But he said it's 330 million. Only 10 million, maybe 15 million people have dinar. That's less than 1%, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Or less than 10%. I shouldn't say 1% because 30 million would be 10%. So, but that's it. So the rest of the country has no clue what we're talking about. No clue what's going on in Iraq. No clue about an economic hitman. No clue about any of this at all. So why should they stop the news, make announcements, put it all across the New York Times? We're not going to see that.
So, Tony, what do you feel about all of these companies now that are investing in Iraq since all of this stuff was agreed upon yesterday? We know a lot of them are going into Iraq, which we knew they probably were already there, but now it's kind of like more of a public thing because a lot of the articles and things that we saw come out yesterday, that even though we know that we've been able to buy the dinar at certain banks and things like that, of course we would say it's international, but what does that mean to you versus all of these companies that went in there yesterday? And now they're able to, you know, invest and all that.
Okay. So how long you been doing this?
12 years.
12 years. All right. So you'll know this. I'm not going to pick on you. I'm just going to say this. 12 years ago, those same companies were going into Iraq. 12
mm-hmm.
years ago, GE, all the electric companies, the gas companies had contracts to go into Iraq. All they're doing
mm-hmm.
is redoing them. They're updating them because now we're ready to go. Back
mm-hmm.
when Maliki was there, when Alawi was there, they're the same ones that were going to be part of the RV. They just didn't do it. The meetings in Kuwait and everywhere else where all these countries came in and these companies and made all these commitments to Iraq, they're the same ones. They're just making
mm-hmm.
new commitments because now they're ready to go. They may have changed
yep.
the parameters now. China wasn't involved back then. They had none of these contracts. And that's what Maliki and Amiri are mad about because they had China brought in and they got the money off that side of the corruption. Now, Afghazimi's bringing the U.S. back in and saying, no, we're going to give back to them. That's the whole argument today. You guys are taking
mm-hmm.
away everything we brought in China to do. So, but the U.S. And Shell and all the BP, they were in there years ago. So when I look at it, I'm not excited about it different from it. It's the same information. It's just coming to light now. We knew about it way back then. You're right. It's been very public today because it's in the New York Times. And they're announcing
right.
And putting it out there for people who are aware. Because you
mm-hmm.
got to be aware to even notice that. It, again, it's
yep.
not like it was front page news. We are aware of it, so we see it. Everybody else is just a news article.
And my point is, too, like a lot of people that were skeptical of this being a scam.
7 seconds.
We knew this 12 years ago, but a lot of them that were skeptical of it being a scam, and now some of them are now seeing this stuff come out. It has opened some of their eyes for a fact now because they didn't believe it, you know, that this was going to happen as far as the RV is concerned. And so I'm thinking that this helped a lot of people be more confident in what we're getting ready to experience here soon. And that's why I asked you that question. So.
Here's the thing. It helped people who question the dinar, question the dong, everything else. It's coming more mainstream. But now
yep.
they can't get the dinar, can they? Now
yes,
they
sir.
Can't get the dong. So now
yeah.
they realize they missed a golden opportunity But that's when it usually comes out in print, paper, and that after the fact, after the opportunity's gone and the realization's about to happen, because that's where we're at.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate your answers. That helps me out a lot. So all we can do now is just wait and see what happens and how soon. All right, you guys
Thanks,
have a good day.
All right. We appreciate your cooperation.
Thank you.
Right. You need to stop your food.
805, you're on.
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call. I got to say that that young lady from Texas brings a smile on my face every time she comes on. And then I really laugh when she says, just one more question. I've experienced that for a long time. I just have one question. For a person that has 70, $100 trillion notes or more, because I'm talking about two different people here, myself and someone else, do you think there's a viability of getting more than 33 cents?
How many do you have, 70?
I have more. Somebody else has 70, yes.
Ooh. I don't know. You know, I thought the 26 cent was it, but he said they went to 33 to get everybody to come in immediately and turn them in. So I don't know if it goes above 33. But trust me,
yeah.
At 33, you're going to be well off. Okay.
Oh, I know that. I was just thinking about going for 40. So my plan and greediness, let's put it that way.
Well, nothing beats a failure but a try. So
I knew you were going to say that.
That's right.
Well,
go for it.
Well, believe me, I am. I've been in this way too long. Went through two cancer surgeries, 2 6-way bypasses to get here. So I'm going to make the best of it for my legacy, my family. I really appreciate what you guys do. You know that. Ray, you're fabulous on all the time you spend. And Tony, I know, again, I say you got to be on the phone like 3 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock at night, and we appreciate that. So thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, thank
All
you,
right,
sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
727 area code, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Walt again. I'm still in the truck, still hauling oil, and still working, doing my part to help the consumption of oil go up so that the price goes up and they'll run out of that excuse.
Okay.
Not that that makes any difference. Just one little old truck. Tony, because I don't know if you remember this, but on several occasions in the past, I always said that I didn't think that this thing could go as long as Maliki and his cohorts were on the loose. And they're still on the loose. And it still hasn't gone. I guess what I'm wondering is, what do you think it would take for them to put the collar on him?
I think it has to go in order for them to do that. I think the people have to be celebrating something, seeing the economy growing, being better without him. Because right now, he still has a bunch of followers. You know, and even if it's, you know, 20-30%, that 20-30% could interrupt the flow of the country, the economy, everything. They could go back to the streets, and you don't want that. So you can't go after him right now. But once the RV has taken place, people are getting jobs, they have money, contracts are flowing. Now everybody's happy. They don't really care about him, okay? Because now Al-Kazimi has done what he said, and he has proven him wrong. Now you can go after him. Now the laws can change. Now Iran is losing their influence. So that's how I've always seen that happen. You just can't go after him in the middle of a conflict. You have to show progress first.
Okay. And last question. If they are still having auctions, we said before, if this hadn't gone, it's because they were still stealing. I thought that they had clean house in the CBI, and that they had gotten rid of the crooks. So I guess I'm confused as to why you think they're still having auctions.
Because they haven't gotten rid of the crooks at the top. See, this is always something, and we've seen it. We've seen it in our own government. We've seen it in the biggest case ever that we will never forget was Ollie North. Ollie North was a lieutenant colonel. You guys never been in the military, but trust me, there's not a lieutenant colonel in the history of the military who had the authority or the ability to make the kind of decisions they say he made. But they had to pick somebody, right? They didn't pick any of the generals. They didn't pick any, not a brigadier general, not a lieutenant general, a major general, none of them. They didn't even pick a full bird colonel. They picked a lieutenant colonel. Somebody has got to take the blame and fall on the sword. And that's what they do. Iraq is no different. They say, oh, clear out these lower level guys. Take them out because they're the ones signing the document. They're the one working in the office doing this, doing that. Let's blame it all on them. Well, the top guys are still there. Iraq is still running CBI. Amiri's still there.
Sure.
Maliki's still there. They're still getting paid off the contract. Now, they stopped for a while because the RV was supposed to get ready to happen and they're shutting it down. It didn't. Oil price went back down. They got back in there because money needs to flow. Money needs to flow some kind of way. We saw that with the video we sent out, or what was it, Backstabbing for Beginners. They said, well, it's wrong. It's the wrong thing to do. It's hurting people. But money needs to flow so some people can eat. We can't starve all of them. So let's let some people eat. Let's do this. That's what they're doing. Money still needs to flow. People need to eat until they make that actual decision. So they still get to keep still on some level. He picked to check the borders first, which he has. Kurdistan just agreed yesterday to give him the other 5 border crossings. Okay. So their profits went up almost 100% just by the ones that he changed. Now these 5 will go up even more. But now that the borders are all corrected, now we can go and take the next step and the next step till it goes all the way up. But the RV itself shuts down the currency auction and shuts down all that corruption in one swoop because the money will no longer flow that direction.
Right. Okay. That's and I appreciate your perspective on it for sure. Have a good day, gentlemen. And I guess the one question I would ask, the last one, I feel like I'm trying to act like I'm from Texas. Just one more. If there is a chance of this happening next week, what do you think would be a reasonable assessment of how likely that is?
Oh, there's a chance. I mean, positively, because everything now has been done on every angle. I mean, they just left the U.S. signing all agreements, getting all the go-aheads, because these are our new understandings, finalized. It's fresh with this administration. They just redid all the agreements, because that's what just happened. On every level, they're ready to go, so there's no reason not to go. I don't really see it on Monday, like I tell you guys, maybe on Tuesday or something, if it actually goes through. But there's no other restriction from this point. The U.S. is a go. Everything's signed. He just agreed to it all. Unless he goes back and Maliki and Amiri figure out some kind of way to cause some new confusion or something, then everything's possible. The China deal can still go. It, maybe not on the level that they had agreed, so they got to work that out or share the profits, however that is, but it's still a go. And now that both China agreement is signed and China's ready to go, the U.S. is ready to go, then there's nothing to hold it up. I mean, Kurdistan and Baghdad have agreed to terms. They had agreed to the rest of the year before they came to D.C. to do the $380 million a month. And now they've agreed and what rates they're going to do. That's what Pompeo said. So there's nothing standing in the way.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm wanting to retire and get out of this truck, Tony. And so,
hey,
anything you can
and
do
I
to
want
let it go.
Trust me.
Yeah. Like I said before, some little bit of me goes flying past you and you go, uh-oh, it looks like that truck blew up. So, yeah, we want that to happen.
No.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
All right. Hey.
Thank
hey,
you.
Yeah, you too. You too.
Bye-bye. 305 area code, you're on.
Hey Tony, hey Ray, how you guys doing?
Hey, fantastic.
Super fantastic.
And yourself?
Awesome, always good to hear. I'm good, thank you. I have a question. Are you guys familiar with Banknote World?
Banknote
yes.
World?
Yes.
Oh, there you
yes.
go.
Yes. Okay. I ordered some Zim from them, and they came in these pre-packaged, sealed off, laminated notes. That's still exchangeable at the bank, right?
Sure, you just take them out of the lamination. I mean, it was not permanent, right? It's just a sleeve.
I believe
you're saying it's permanent.
But it's sealed off. I haven't cut into it, so I don't know.
Wait, is
right,
it
right,
an individual note that's wrapped, or is it a pack of notes?
It's an individual note that's wrapped. I didn't want to cut into them because I didn't want to mess anything up. But I ordered them; they came in. They have the authenticity papers, stating they're authentic, real notes. But I don't know if they are permanently sealed in that package, in that sleeve. So should I cut it open and take
which
it
currency
out?
Wait, let me ask you this. Okay, you're talking about the Zim, right? You're talking about Zim notes?
Yes. Yes, I got
okay.
The 50 trillion Zim.
All right,
notes.
Nobody knows who you are. So I'm asking, how many notes did you get?
I got 24 of them.
Okay. Are all 24 of them wrapped up together?
No, they're individually, 24 individual notes wrapped up separately. Each has his own wrapping.
I don't know because I've never seen that. That doesn't even make sense to me. I don't know
but
who Money World is, but I've never seen anybody get one note wrapped up like that, except for the gold ones, which I know are going to be no good. They're truly for souvenirs.
Yeah, they're not gold.
Go
they're
ahead,
actual.
Ray.
They're actual currency. They're just individually wrapped. So do I let the bank take them out or do I take them out?
If they
call
can
Banknote World
out,
and ask them.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Call Banknote World and ask them. That's what
okay.
I would do. Number one, I'd ask, why did I get it that way? And then number two, the next question you have, can you do that? Can you be able to...
Okay.
To take those notes sealed up like that and exchange them. If it's sealed.
Okay. Several people are texting me, which, okay, and I'm saying it on the call because several people are texting me saying that they have also got those notes from there and they just took them out the sleeve, that's all. So they're very credible
okay.
companies. So, okay.
Well, but wait a minute, though.
Okay,
if it's in a sleeve, it's not sealed. That you can just easily slide it out. He said sealed. That's why I said if it's sealed, you're not going to, you have to cut it open to get it out.
Yeah, the sides, I'm looking at it now, the sides are definitely, I can't slide anything in or out of them. I'm going to have to cut the top.
Yeah, well, I would call them. They might tell you to send that back. Or
okay.
See what they say. If they sent you some currency sealed in plastic, that's different than something in a sleeve.
Yeah, I'm bending it. It's not opening. Okay, I'll call them and see what they say. Secondly,
okay.
To calculate the rate for the ZIM, it's 6 zeros, then the 33. Am I correct? 0.6 zeros, then 33?
Correct.
Okay. And I think that was my only questions I had. Yeah, I think I'm good. All right, thank you.
All right,
have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, sir. 610, Eric. G-Man, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Afternoon, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And has it cooled off at all out there for you?
Man, let me tell you guys, since you asked, which I appreciate the fact that you did, there is a raging fire about 40 miles from me, 50 miles. I don't know if you guys seen it on TV or not. Vacaville, Fairfield, and the sky is full of nothing but smoke. Has been for the last 3 days. I mean, smoke. So while it was supposed to be 101, it's only in the 90s because the sun can't get through all the smoke. I went out yesterday, ash on my car, everything, but it is what it is. It's California, so we'll live with it.
Man, well, are the winds blowing your way to bring that fire towards you?
Well, it's not bringing the fire yet. But it's definitely bringing the smoke. That's what's good.
Oh, yeah, that smoke and ash, that's no good.
Yep.
All right. Prayers coming your way, as we always do, and hopefully everything will be all right for you out there.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Great. Tony, again, stay safe.
All right. I will try.
All right.
All right.
Great,
754. Okay, hold on, 754.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Somebody sent me this thing from, I guess, whatever that company was. Oh, Banknote World, whatever. With a ZIM note and showed me pictures of it. And I can't believe, but it says uncirculated notes. They send each one of them sealed. But My only thought is, when I got mine, they were in packs, like 10, 20, 30 notes in a pack, wrapped in cellophane. This look like they do theirs different. And what I can't believe is they charging $192 for a note, for one Zim note. Man, you guys just think about us about this. These Zim notes were less than $10. Less than $10. And now they're $192 per note. I think you guys have earned your place at the table for real. All right, what's next?
All right, 754, area code, you're on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. Thank you for taking my call. My Zim note also came in cellophane, one of them, but it's removable, so it's not sealed. Just a quick note for the bus lady. Since I'm in South Florida, we get the most latest on the hurricane. It has moved. Only the keys are now in the cone, and the projection is towards Alabama. So southern part of Texas right now is not in the cone any longer. It could shift. But just that quick update on to my questions. In the intel, you talked about the China deal and Iraq. My question is, since China is basically running Vietnam, they want that dong to go because it's obviously going to put money in their pocket. So how important at this point, with all the deals made with this country, is that China deal for Iraq to hinder this RV in any way?
Well, the China deal, let me make sure you're okay. The China deal was important for Iraq's economy, not for the RV, because China's not involved in the RV of the currency.
Okay.
Because they weren't one of the countries. That's why they had to buy the dinar from us. So they're involved that way, but not directly with Iraq. But the money and the agreements they made was going to change Iraq's economy, bring in jobs, corporate finance, same thing that the U.S. agreed to do this week. So their only problem was it was going to give China the influence that they were looking for. And China is just so smart, guys. They are so smart. Again, can you mute for a minute because your dog is keeping too much noise? Okay.
I got it.
China is so smart, where, again, we do a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan downtown or something, and, you know, China starts out with a 100-year plan, because they do. Where we did Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and I'm telling you guys, if you guys don't look at those two things that I sent out, you will never, ever understand what's going on in the world. Both of them shine so much light for you. But even he talks about, well, now China's doing this. China's been doing that for centuries. They take their time, they prod, they buy a little piece here, a little piece there. China was passing out gold like it was candy during the GCR. Oh, you don't qualify here. You don't qualify here. Here, this will boost your numbers up so it'll make this whole thing work here. But they were doing the same thing, committing people and countries to things they knew they could never repay. So what's the end result? They get that influence. They went into Iraq and did the same thing. Hey, Iran can't help you. They're sucking you dry. The U.S. won't help you. So here we are, the saviors, and Iraq jumped all over it. Yeah, we'll do this. We'll do that. We'll take it. And the corruption was rapid, and China doesn't care. Take all of that. What we look for is 50 years down the road, 100 years, when we can control those oil wells that the U.S. controls right now. But during our new agreements or redoing the agreements this week, the U.S. probably renewed those. And here's the thing. All of Iraq's contracts still have to go through DOD to get approved. That's not going to change. That's part of the agreement. It's not going to change. Halliburton and some others who I can't name because they're helping us still own those oil wells and those fields. They still own a percentage of them, and their families are going to be getting paid forever. That part is still there. So while it affects the future, and China's doing slow growth, slow, you know, give them a little bit more, going to open this for them. And here's the key difference between China and the U.S. We made agreements. We're taking companies over there, and we're doing it. But the U.S. has agreed to hire Iraqi people to do it with, has agreed to give Iraqis jobs to do it with. China, on the other hand, has demanded that all their operations be run by Chinese people, part of their agreement. We're going to bring the money and jobs, but we need to run everything. There's a reason they want to do that. Okay, what's next?
Is,
okay.
My next question is, my husband is going in for lung cancer surgery next week. If I have to go and do the RV by myself, if I have to do the exchange by myself, if this does happen, and I'm going for the contract rates on the currencies, do I need to have a power of attorney ahead of time? And if I do, Ray, what type of power of attorney do I need to do this exchange, since he will be in the hospital probably 5 days and the surgery is Thursday?
It is nothing better than the present to take care of things that may come up later. You could go ahead and get the power of attorney established now, make it a limited power of attorney just for transactions that you intend to do, exchanging, banking, and et cetera, for that particular process, or you can make it as ambiguous as you want it to be.
Hold on.
So I can
hold
just...
on. Wait a minute. No.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your husband at?
My husband is trying to get the dog to be quiet.
No, tell him I need to talk to him because Ray's giving out bad advice. So, look.
Look. He knows he's getting the money one way or the other. So he's not worried about that. He's worried about whether we are going to be able to get the contract rate if he is. In fact, if this does get announced and we want to wait the 2 days and he's in the operating room for 4 hours and I have an appointment, what type of power of attorney can I take to the bank so that if I do get the contract rate, then I can sign the power of attorney and sign for me, but give them the power of attorney that we had notarized for him, which we're planning on doing, you know, now that we have the date for the cancer surgery.
No, I mean, Ray is right. I mean, you do a limited power of attorney for the transaction. But I was just going to tell him he better limit it to those 5 days. He better do a length of time. Anyway.
Well, that's what he wanted to know. Can he just limit it to the time he's going to be in the hospital, not a permanent
one? That's right.
Yes, and he can limit it to just that activity only.
Okay.
That's why I said you can make it as detail specific as you two feel that you need to give you the power to do everything that he would want you to do in his absence regarding
okay.
that exchange.
On that premise, since we still, you still advised us to put the each currency in its own account until we have everything set up. We were going to do POD accounts. With him, if he is in the hospital when this happens, do I do a POD account in his name payable on death to me, my name payable on death to him? What do you advise?
He's not advising, so those are decisions you guys got to make who you want to go to, but it does cover your bases because we can't advise you what to do.
Well, I don't mean it that way. I mean, if he's not there, what can I do as far as depositing the exchange money at that point until he gets out of the hospital?
Whatever you want.
You have the attorney. That's right.
Yeah. You can do a joint account, limited accounts, whatever you want. That's what he's giving you the authority to do.
Oh, so I can do POD accounts if I want until the trust is set up, correct?
But if you do individual accounts, yes. Then you want to put POD on them. If you're going to do an individual account for you and an individual account for him, then put each other on as PODs. But if you're going to do a joint account, then it's not necessary.
Okay. All right. All right. That answers my questions. Thank you very much for the time. Thank you for the information. We certainly do appreciate, we're in this going on 9 years. We appreciate all the information that we have gotten over the years. And Tony, please stay safe. We have friends in Alameda County that are going through the fires, and I know how bad the air quality is. So try not to contribute too much of your cigar smoke to it, okay? And on that, I'll say thank you. Have a good weekend, and I look forward, hopefully, to an exchange next week and my husband getting through this surgery in one piece. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Oh, one more thing, though, on that joint account, yeah. If you decide to do the joint account, then you can list POD, you can list me for that. If you do a joint account, it's okay.
I don't think my children would appreciate that too much, but we'll have that. We'll discuss that in a family discussion.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Alrighty. 270 area code. You are on.
Hey Tony, hey Ray, how you guys doing today?
Super fantastic.
Fabulous-er to the nth degree.
All right. But I'm still going to take the heat for you guys if it don't go by next week, Tony and Ray.
Okay. I appreciate
it. Also, a buddy of mine, he's got some Zim, but he's got some that come in different currencies, not the $100 trillion note. And he wants to know, are those notes that he's got that adds up to $100 trillion, are they still going to be able to exchange them?
Yeah, he can maybe exchange them, period. But the guy said to get the 33 cents, they would have to equal
okay.
the equivalent of 10 hundred trillion notes.
Okay, that's what I thought you said on that one call here a while back. And he said he heard on that call Wednesday, he heard you say something about even after the RV that Iraq was still going to need money. And he wanted to follow up with you what you meant by that.
Well, the RV just revalues their currency. It doesn't boost their economy in every way. They still need
right.
to borrow money. You got look at the U.S. We got all this money. We print $2 trillion. We still owe China $1 trillion. We still owe Japan $1 trillion. We still owe other countries. Because sometimes we still need to borrow money, okay? But economies only work when you're in debt.
All right.
So
that's
still going to need to borrow money to do transactions. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. My next question is, now, when this currency hits, you know, like when you get insurance on these accounts, because you know some banks only do like, what is it, $250,000? Now, he was asking me about Lloyd's of London. Do you know anything about them as far as insuring your money?
I've asked their bank about Lloyd's of London for years and how to get insured through them. So ask your banker about it.
Okay. And also, when this hit, I've been hauling. I don't know if you guys remember. Ray, you probably do. You remember the old school pizzas we used to get when we was in school? The big square pizzas?
Sure.
Well, that's what I haul. And when this stuff hits, I'm going to bring you guys a 53-foot trailer load of it. And we will donate it to some homeless shelters.
Okay.
All right. But just so you know, I'm actually older than Ray is. So, okay.
Do what?
I said,
that's
I'm
why
actually
he asked,
older than Ray is.
That's why he said I probably. That's why he said I probably would remember, because he knew you didn't stand too much of a chance of remembering being that much older.
Oh, okay.
That's right. But I'm on my way out here to Pennsylvania to unload a load of pizza dough, pick a load up, go to Quincy, Illinois, La Crosse, and two drops in Fargo. That's why I hope this stuff hits while I'm out there in Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay.
And Ray, you better get ready, because the grandmas. I've been seeing a lot of grandmas walking around with boxing gloves on.
Okay.
Okay.
I can take a few questions for you, but not many. But y'all have
yes,
a good day.
Sir. All right.
Love
take
you guys.
Care.
Bye.
Love you too.
All right. Thanks.
386 area code. You're on. 386. 916.
I didn't have
you're on.
I didn't have my hand up. I put my hand down a long time ago.
Okay. Well, it stayed up in the system, but thank you, though.
All right. Thank you. God bless you guys.
Hey, have a good day.
All right. Thanks.
217 area code. You are on.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call, Tony and Ray. Now, I want to know whether this has ever been brought up. Now, when you go and let's say that you had 10 M dinar, do you negotiate the contract price so that you know how much you're going to negotiate the interest when you first talk to them? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear
Tony?
Me?
Oh, 1 second. Hold on. We lost Tony. Let me try to grab him back. I was waiting for him to respond, and that's when I realized he wasn't on.
Okay, I'm back.
All righty. Okay, 217, repeat your question.
Okay, I've never heard you say, like, when we go in and we talk to them on the dinar, do we have to negotiate the contract price so that we know how much money we have to leave in the bank and negotiate the interest then.
Okay. You don't have to negotiate the contract price. They said all you have to do is ask for the contract rate. Okay?
Okay. And I'm going to change it.
They're going to give that to you on the dinar if you ask for it. But, yeah, you will have to negotiate your interest rate, and it's going to be based on how much you have, how much you're going to leave in there, and for how long?
Okay. When you're negotiating the interest rate, let's say you've got then the $28.50 on 10M. That's put you high enough for the high interest or not? Because
let me just tell you, it doesn't put you at 15%. But I do know somebody who's gotten over 10% so far for $280 million.
Yeah. Okay. What about the smaller people that only have 500,000 and they want to leave it?
What about them?
what kind of interest can maybe they can negotiate?
I have no idea.
Okay.
You have to see what he offers. You just remember what I've always said. during negotiation, whoever speaks first loses.
I had negotiate instead of ask for the contract.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've been in this for over 9 years, and I got with it with Don Hamilton out of California. Did you know him?
I have no idea who that is. No.
Well, I think he died a long time ago now. The other day you said there was two movies for us would be great. I didn't get it all written down. I think Baghdad for Beginners, and then you had something else.
No, it was Backstabbers for Beginners that tweeted out that the lady gave us, which was an excellent movie that comes on Showtime and somewhere else. I forgot. It costs like $4 if you don't have Showtime. And I forgot the other channel you look at. Backstabbers for Beginners. You can look it up. Do what?
You cannot buy that because, no, I don't have Showtime or any of that.
I don't know. Movie channel, I don't know what you have on your TV. So look it up in your area and see that you may be able to get it. But it's Backstabbers for Beginners. So put that in. The other thing I tweeted out was a live interview from the guy who wrote Economic Hitman. And talking about the book, talking about Economic Hitman 2, and giving you guys the reality of the situation. And I said, if you don't have time to read the book, or you can't even understand the book, just watch this. It's a little bit over an hour, but it will explain everything to you so much so you will understand the 6 o'clock news like you've never understood it before. You will understand your newspaper, news articles, global situations, and you'll be able to see the insights that others can't. After you start looking at things and piecing it together, you'll see exactly what's really going on in the world because we're doing that. What I was talking to you guys about earlier, what China is doing in Iraq, they said an economic hitman over there said, hey, what do you guys need? How much do you want? Oh, yeah, I can put this in place. I can even give you the money to do it. But, oh, the debt you're going to owe me. You have no idea. And I'm making it so easy for you to get because I know you can't pay it back. That's exactly what they did. Exactly what the U.S. did this week. So easy, agree to this, as long as you do that, all they both did was put Iraq so far in debt, and they don't even realize it. Even when their currency changes, they'll never be able to buy their way out, because they won't. Now, will it help the country? Absolutely. It changed their thought patterns, everything else, but the debt will remain. Anyway, just watch it for an hour and a half. It'll explain so many different things to you guys. And here's the thing, what I really like about it. I know I'm going off a little bit. But during the interview, the guy went off and said, hey, didn't China use that against Biden, is what he said, by giving his son $50,000 a month and saying, do this, do that. Okay, even though the guy wouldn't agree with him, said, no, I'm not getting involved in that. But it's a form of it, right? Well, it's a form of it. Same thing by giving Trump's daughter the patents over there, by giving her the company over there. Same thing by giving his son. Is it a form of an economic hitman? Yes, it is. It happens every day, even over here. Same thing when I tell you, China owes so many monuments in the U.S., so many ivory towers here in the U.S. They own 30% of Wells Fargo. They're buying into the electric grid. They're doing, and they do slowly but surely, but it's methodical, and they're doing the same things. But you'll realize it once you know. Other than that, pieces of the puzzle together. Nobody's even paying attention to what's going on. But this will open your eyes, along with the Jekyll and Hyde, okay?
Yeah.
All right?
It's just like the slaughterhouses here where the livestock meat, most of them is owned by Brazil. And so they're controlling our food. I got one thing. I was talking to a guy last night, and he had taken bankruptcy 35 years ago after he got divorced because that he lost his house and everything. He's afraid to turn in his dinar because he said, well, that make the IRS come after me.
Okay.
Actually, he's got
done. I always laugh when I hear stuff like that, guys, because, you know, people tell me they didn't want to do network marketing. They don't want to make $100,000. They don't want to make $300,000 because then I'll have to pay the tax on it.
No, what
well, okay,
he's worried
if you
about.
Don't make it, you don't pay the tax on anything. So what's the difference? Now, why
well,
would the IRS
worried.
Come after him because he exchanged it off?
He didn't know how long, asked 35 years, whether they'd still come after him or whether it's all written off.
Wait, he owes the IRS 35 years ago?
He did owe him something 35 years ago. But they haven't contacted him.
If they haven't contacted him in 35 years, they probably wrote that off a long time ago. Okay? But here's something even more important. If he's exchanging dinar and he's getting millions of dollars, couldn't he just pay him?
Well, I guess,
I mean,
but I have no idea. He didn't comment on that.
Okay.
I really appreciate the answers. I'm one of them that's been in it for over 9 years, but for about 8 and a half, I didn't even know how to, well, the longer than that, I didn't know how to get a hold of you guys. I finally
yeah,
got
Ray,
my daughter
Ray likes to
me.
Make it hard on people to talk. But I'm glad you figured it out. Okay.
I appreciate it very much. God's blessings to you.
All right, sir.
All right,
take care.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's wrap this one up.
All right. All right, guys. It's a good day. A lot of good things was accomplished while Iraq was here this week. Should be clean sailing from here on out. We could actually pay attention when they say any minute now. So many memorandums of understanding were completed. Agreements were completed. Everybody's leaving happy. Iraq is leaving here, mission accomplished. The U.S. is letting go saying mission accomplished. We're all on the same team now, and let's go make it happen. The banks are expecting it next week as early as Monday. I think as early as Tuesday, but we'll see what happens. Could be after 4 o'clock today. I don't know. But there really is no negative now. Baghdad and Kurdistan have agreed to terms, so they're happy. So internals happy. Externals happy. The Treasury done what they need to do, and they're saying it's a go. So let's go get it. Let's wait till that minute. I'll do what I'm going to do, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. And again, if something happens, we'll tweet it out. Ready to put it in the form, or we'll do another call if that's what we have to do. So enjoy your weekend, Ray.
Okay. Enjoy your weekend, folks. That's pretty much it. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
conference recording. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.